Hello! Today's December 4th. It's a Sunday at 4:33 p.m. and this is my first podcast episode ever. I have never made a podcast in my life. I have honestly been trying to make a podcast since May of this year, and I have finally arrived at this place where I'm comfortable in front of the camera, kind of. I don't have any podcast fancy equipment at all. It's just my phone, me. I do have my iPad, and yeah, let's see what this goes into. I'm so excited. I decided to name this podcast Hammock with DJ. Hammock Talks with DJ. Gosh, I don't even know my name of my own podcast. Well, but anyways, I decided to name this podcast Hammock Talks with DJ because I'm seriously always in my hammock. That's where I feel the most comfortable, where I can fully put my body in and let go. Oh, gosh. And yeah, and I just want to talk about self-love, self-improvement, self-development, and every single thing in between. I guess I should tell you a little bit about my life and who I am so that you'd be a little bit more inclined to listen to me. But hopefully you already feel my vibe and you already like me. So let's get into it. make sure though that you are comfortable or that you are in a safe space while listening to this podcast, or if you have a hammock, go lay down, sit down on your hammock. If you don't have a hammock, purchase one. I definitely recommend it. I have a love of hammocks since I was very little, and I absolutely love it. So I put a hammock in my room a while ago, and right on top of my bed, and I decided to just relax in my hammock because it's just something I've always wanted to do, is have a hammock in my room. When I was very little, I had a best friend that her parents had a hammock in their room, and we had just the best memories, just swinging in that hammock and tumble down to the bed and just have the best time. So it brings me back to my childhood, and at some point we all kind of want to go back to our childhoods, right? We all want to go back to what makes us feel alive and feel like a kid and feel like ourselves again. So it's really just amazing to arrive at this point in my life. Even though I've been trying to make a podcast and start one since May of this year, so I guess it's been about 6 months, I really believe in divine timing, and I really believe that things really only start when you feel ready to start. So not putting pressure on myself is part of it. And yeah, let's get into it. Make sure you're hydrated, make sure you have water. I'm always sipping water. If you know me, you know. And so I always have water in my hand. My name is Diandra. That's how you pronounce it. I go by DJ because DJs are my initials, Diandra Jacobus. And really, I've been going by DJ since like 2013. So for a while now, at my work mostly, but my friends usually call me Diandra. And actually, no, a lot of people call me DJ nowadays. So yeah, I've just been kind of known as DJ, and a lot of people in my life tell me that I'm like wise and that I am just like calm and I give off like a good vibe and I should really talk to people and stuff. But I am an introvert. I'm an introvert, extrovert type of gal. When I'm out, I'm very charismatic. I am very outgoing. I do, talk to people. I do like to be out and about, but Friday nights I spend at home, Saturday nights too, and unless I'm traveling, really, I do love to travel. I am originally from Brazil. I am Brazilian, and ooh, another sip of water. Sorry. I'm gonna take a lots of sips of water throughout this, so don't mind me. Actually, when I take a sip of water, you should take a sip of water. So let's play off of each other so we can just keep hydrated, because it's never too much. I should really change this hammock. Like, I should buy different types of hammocks. But anyway, yeah, I moved to America with my family, actually my mom and my sister, when I was about 10, 11 years old. So I started fifth grade in America. So I really only did up to about, I did a little bit of fifth grade in Brazil. But then when we came here, just because school year starts a little bit different in America. So I just started fifth grade here. And it was definitely a journey. I am very, very thankful to live in America. Some days less than others nowadays. But yeah. And yeah, I lived in and still live in South Carolina, in near Charleston. For most of my life, I did live in San Diego for a few years. And now I actually live with my parents. I am 29 years old and I'm living with my parents. I am divorced. I've been divorced since beginning of this year. And I'm very happy living with my parents. And it's really for money purposes, just to save some money, to kind of get my life together until I can afford more things. And I am a very, very happy person. I am, trying to always smile, trying to always look at the positive things in life for sure. And that is a little bit about me. What I want from this podcast, really, hold on, sip of water break. Hold on. Hello. Ah, water's so tasteful. It's really like tasty. Like sometimes I even pour me, I don't drink alcohol, so I pour myself a glass of water over ice, and it just looks like fancy, but it's really just water with ice. Anyway, my hopes and dreams for this podcast is to really, I guess, if one person learns something that I say or gets inspired about something that comes out of this, my heart would just melt. I would feel really fulfilled with this project, I guess, that I'm calling it. Because really, I went through, some spiritual awakenings this year, and I have gone through some things in my life where now I feel healed, I feel fulfilled, I feel ready to share some of those things and some of those stories so that maybe, just maybe, it will help someone in their self-improvement journey, in their self-love journey, in their, self-development. So this is all about oneself. I would say this podcast mainly is about just oneself and really finding your relationship with yourself and developing that relationship with yourself. I am a big believer that really the only way to heal is really by self-love, and there's no other way, right? So the circumstances that have led me here, you will find out by listening to it, and hopefully you'll get some giggles out of it, and hopefully you like it. So really, that's my hope for this podcast. And I am just very, very, very excited to be at this point in my life where I am filming this and I am sharing this with people just publicly. And it is very scary, but fear and being scared is just, it's just that. It's just a feeling. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it, that you shouldn't follow your dreams and you shouldn't, go after what it is that you want. So hopefully this will put into you some inspiration to really do what you want in this life, because you have this life. It's yours. It's absolutely your life. No one controls you but yourself. Your mind doesn't control you. Your spouse doesn't control you. Your parents doesn't control you. It's really like, this is your life. So anything that I can do to help you see that and to help you increase self-love is really my main goal. And again, I'm so excited. So hopefully you'll like listening to it. And I really, really hope you learn something. And thank you so much for listening to this. Honestly, if one person listens to this outside of my parents and my family, I'm already gonna be very happy. And I'm on TikTok and I am on Instagram and I'm on YouTube. So if you're watching this, you're probably watching this on YouTube. And if you're listening to this, you're probably listening as a, a podcast posted somewhere where you listen to your podcast. And Instagram, I really use it for my personal life, if you want to follow. And TikTok, I just make little snippet videos here and there too. And I do my best friend calls me a blogger, which I don't know how comfortable I am with that term, but I guess I'll use it. And so I do a little blogging here and there on TikTok sometimes. And yeah, that's it. So thank you again so much for listening, for watching. And again, I hope you learned something. And thank you.